So Edward's gone off to do some more work because there's a few little bits and pieces to do. We've got a couple more days to go. I'm with Edward.
David.
David Kenny. Your involvement. How did you get involved with this?
Well, my background's event management. I've been doing events for 10 years, licensed trade mostly.
Okay.
And I have a bar in Nottingham as well.
Okay, what's that?
Moog.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So I did 4 years, and these guys are promoters there. So it's just a natural progression to do an event with them when they wanted to do one.
This is going to be huge.
Hopefully.
No, I got a good feeling about the space. You know how you can sort of walk into a space and you have a feeling that, you know.
Yeah.
Three floors on this corner here with a rocking sound system in here, I think it could be.
Should work.
I think it would be awesome.
Draw the crowd.
Yes. Where's the bar and everything else going to be? Where you putting all that?
The bar's not on this floor. This is the first floor. It's going to be on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And it'll be the first thing you see when you enter the building.
Yeah.
And the drinks menu will be on graffiti.
Okay.
Graffiti on the walls,
very nice.
I should say.
Yeah.
And, yeah, quite an urban feel.
Very warehousey.
Yeah.
So as somebody in the area who already runs a bar, I mean, you get a lot of footfall from the students, obviously, because they come back into town and they, you know, spend a lot of money. You've got bar around the corner and various. You've got loads of bars across Nottingham. I've been here 6 months and I haven't even been out to see all these bars yet. Has the recession affected that sort of traffic, or is it just constant traffic, or is it seasonal? Or?
Yeah, I'd say it has affected it. You have to work for your crowd now.
Yeah.
That's why niche things like this, niche events, tend to work, and people are putting more and more on.
Yeah.
More warehouse parties, going back 20 years, if you like, to try and draw a crowd to something new and exciting. And even though this is effectively a night that you would get in a bar, a standard bar, be it a club or a large bar, it's not in a bar, so the music's the same, the environment's different, which is the appeal.
It's a bit more raw.
Yeah.
So 10 years, have you thought about doing anything else apart from bar, you know, promoting and stuff? Is there anything that you think, oh, I'd love to do that?
No, I think I'd just like to do more, bigger and better events. I mean, I am involved in large-scale events as well as small ones like this, but I'd like it to be more consistent.
Okay.
Maybe develop a festival in Nottingham one day.
That'd be awesome.
Of the same ilk of something like Bestival or...
That'd be awesome.
No.
That'd be awesome.
It's so exciting.
What's the plan after this Saturday? Is this going to be a regular event, or how are you going to work it? See how this one goes?
If it goes well, I mean, we've thrown this one together quite with a limited time frame, if you like. So we can build on this one. If it is successful, then it'll be more relaxed going into the next one, bigger acts. Maybe make the capacity larger somehow.
Yeah.
Get more people here.
Yeah.
And then move on to a separate venue.
So
you keep yo-yoing back and forth from different places.
I like the idea that you've already got a bar and you've got this other place, so you've got like a sister sort of side to it as well. How's it been in terms of, I mean, you must know the legal ropes anyway, having a bar, but how was it to try and get, you know, I walked past this place for the last 6 months and it was all sort of cordoned off and it hasn't been used for, what, 5-10 years?
Yeah.
You know, you must have a lot of loops to jump through to get this sorted.
Well, first you have to find the owner of the building, which I'm quite good at.
Okay.
Tends to be a good record so far. Then you apply for the licence, which is the liquor licence, and that's a temporary event notice.
Okay.
That's relatively easy. After that, you have to appease the fire officers, which is the heart of it.
Yeah.
So they'll be here today to have a look. They'll probably make us improve a few things, because they always do, and we'll do it, and then the event will go ahead.
Fabulous. I didn't realise it was... I mean, that makes it sound really straightforward, but obviously you've been doing it for a long, long time.
Yeah, well, the fire officers are the difficult
bit. Yeah, well, I can well imagine.
Expected, though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, health and safety is paramount.
Yeah.
These sort of things, I guess. Listen, thank you for your time. I know you're a busy man.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.